The city of Boulder sometimes has difficulty getting enough locals to apply for vacancies on boards and commissions. Not so for the newly forming Housing Advisory Board. 34 city of Boulder residents are now being interviewed for 5 seats on the new board. Again, the board will only advise city council on housing issues, not make policy, but with housing out of reach for so many residents, it's a vexing topic, and a lot of Boulderites would like to share what they think would work.
It's gotten to the point where everything's gotten very polarized, and I'm trying to bring people back together.
That's Boulder City Council Member Lisa Morzel. Morzel finally has broad support from other council members to launch a permanent housing advisory board, an idea she's been pushing for more than a decade.
Because I believe in people, and I think people have to be part of the solution if you want to have a sustainable outcome. And I'm trying to bring people back together, get people to speak in a civil way, trying to objectively understand our needs for housing, the types of housing, who we're trying to serve, and what we want to accomplish. And it's all about who do we want to be in 20 years.
To be clear, it's not like the city lacks oversight about housing. There's the Affordable Housing Technical Review Group, the Community Development Advisory Committee, the Home Consortium, the Home Ownership Committee, the Planning Board, and the Homeless Strategy Board. If you lost count, that's 6 different bodies. But Jeff Yagian with the city's Planning, Housing, and Sustainability Office says the new group will have a specific charge.
The Housing Advisory Board will expand the city's capacity to develop and implement effective responses to Boulder's housing challenges, primarily affordability, diversity, and accessibility, and accelerate progress toward the city's adopted housing plans, strategies, and goals.
Yagian says the Housing Advisory Board is expected to begin work quickly, as soon as next month. So having such a large pool of applicants is advantageous.
This level of interest really highlights the importance of to our community of tackling our issues in housing, and we're really gratified to see this level of interest and look forward to working with the board in a way that furthers our ability to tackle some of the things that are happening in our housing market.
In studying the issue, Morzel says she learned that many other cities, including college towns like Lawrence, Kansas, have similar advisory boards on housing and believes Boulder's move in that direction is long overdue.
It's going to be a public participation. People will be able to listen to the discussion. They're going to be able to participate.
The Housing Advisory Board will start off with 5 members, but to create as much diversity as possible, it may be expanded to 7 members if voters approve a charter change in the next election. Morzel and other council members have expressed optimism that the new advisory board will help demystify Boulder's frequently complex process of housing development.
So I really wanted to just open this up for the public. I believe in the public, and I may have disagreements with people, but still, we have a democracy, and we need to follow the people.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.